I have a couple of items, and then I'll take your questions. This morning, Jim Baker, the White House Chief of Staff, and Ed Meese, the counselor to the President, and Mike Beaver, the assistant to the President, met at the hospital for breakfast together. They visited the President for about 10 to 12 minutes around 7:15. As they went in, the President was sitting up. He was brushing his teeth. They had presented him with a dairy bill, which you have there, an actual copy of what he signed. As you know, the dairy price support bill had to be signed today in order to be effective on the April 1st date. A couple of additional quotes. These are written quotes. He sent out a Winston Churchill quote, which said, "Winston Churchill said, there is no more exhilarating feeling than being shot without result." Then the quote that Dr. O'Leary gave you, which is a written quote. The first one is at midnight. This one is at 2:05 a.m. If I had this much attention in Hollywood, I'd never left. Then to a nurse, something he said after the tubes had been removed at 3 a.m. "I always heal fast." The nurse said, "Keep up the good work." The President said, "You mean this may happen several more times?" One of the questions he's had, "Will I be able to do ranch work?" And I think you've heard from the doctor that's a very positive sign on that. Other than that, I'll accept your questions for a few minutes.
Can you tell us what arrangement has been worked out to bring matters to the President's attention? What division of authority and what division of work has been worked out on the Chief of Staff and the President?
Basically, there's no division of authority. The President remains the President, of course. The senior staff, the top three senior staff members have met with him this morning. I anticipate that the Vice President will be going out to visit the President today. The Vice President attended the senior staff this morning, and his statement there was that we will continue business as usual, that I will sit in on the meetings that the President would have normally attended, and will act as if he were here.
Was this the deadline for signing this bill?
Yes, it had to be signed because otherwise the dairy price supports escalation would go into effect tomorrow.
Did the President make any other decisions aside from signing the bill, things that could be characterized as presidential decisions?
I'm not aware of it. Jim Baker and them were with him for 10 minutes or so, but that was the immediate thing that required action this morning, and he clearly took that, signing it on his breakfast tray.
Larry, is the President's military aide there with him now at the hospital, and is the football there, or is it with the Vice President?
John, we're very careful about discussing that. Yes, the military aide is present. As far as any of these other matters, they're clearly, you know, matters of national security which are classified that I can't discuss, but I can assure you that there's certainly no problem, nor was there ever any problem with that matter.
What's the status of the White House communication that's been established with the hospital itself?
We have the White House phone system installed, and certainly, as it is wherever the President of the United States is, there's a complete communications apparatus.
And who is the senior staff person with Mr. Tom? Are there people there to communicate?
Yes, there are people there. There is a working office there, and there will be people from the President's staff, and there will be constant communications.
So then is the White House long-term recovery plan to work out where the President will remain, where he'll go?
No, I don't think we've gotten that far yet.
Larry, can you tell us specifically who's going to be there in that office?
Yes, at the moment, David Fisher is there. I don't know who will work from there later in the day. I'm sure Helene Von Dahm will be out there later today. I don't anticipate them being there. I think they'll be here.
Has the President or any of his senior staff discussed the events of yesterday in terms of the way the President left the hotel, whether there should be changes in the future, his method of operation?
Sam, I don't think we've gotten into the security aspects of it or those type things. No, I haven't heard any discussion.
How does he think the Secret Service responded to the circumstances?
I don't think he's expressed an opinion on that.
What is the feeling in terms of recuperation? The President said he didn't want to go to California until he could ride a horse, but clearly you must be doing some plans where you want to get the focus.
Sure, I don't think we've covered that with him. You know, we're progressing, you know, as day by day. So I don't think we've covered specifically what happens next.
Larry, the would-be assassin, Clyde,
from, in effect, cover of newsmen. In other words, he and newswomen. He was in that spot, in the pool area, all right? That makes me wonder whether or not, first of all, is there a certain amount of bitterness on the part of the White House as to how close the press can get to the president, whether you intend now to attempt to put more restrictions on our movements, or whether this will be in any way used as an example as to how close the press can get by working among the newsmen.
Well, I have heard no discussion of that.
Larry, are you able to find out if, in fact, the decision was made to withhold announcement of the fact that the president was shot to give somebody a chance to notify Bush or Mrs. Reagan or to do anything else?
I think our only consideration is that we moved with factual information, and we moved as quickly as we had, you know, the complete facts. I didn't hear of any discussion of delaying anything for any notification process.
Right.
Yes.
Will Bush continue to pick up the president's schedule for the duration of his hospital stay?
Well, for the next few days, I'm sure he will. As the vice president said, he'll sit in where the president was supposed to sit in.
How much has the president's schedule been canceled?
Helen, well, clearly the trip to Springfield, Illinois tomorrow is not on. We have not made a decision about the Cincinnati trip, which is announced, but, you know, you can certainly draw your own conclusions about what we'd be able to do about that.
About the border?
I just don't know. That hasn't been discussed.
What items of business were brought before the president this morning
The dairy bill is the one I'm aware of. There could have been others, but that was the one requiring his immediate attention.
Larry, as far as we know, no one was definitively aware that the president was shot in Twins in the emergency room.
Well, as you heard, you know, the president himself was not aware. And,
the president, on his own, why was he allowed to walk into the hospital when he was wounded?
Well, you had the doctor. I wasn't present, so I can't really address that.
Larry, how
was the decision made to go to the hospital? Car initially headed down Connecticut Avenue to Wilmington and then to Birmingham.
I can't address that, Hal. I guess that would be better for the Secret Service to address, so I don't have the particulars on the immediate movements.
Larry, has there been any explanation as to how this assassin got so close to the president, what they call a secure area? Somebody said that he was meeting with a few others who were there, considered well-wishers. Usually, people with White House clearance, who have the White House pass, are given quite a hassle, and people like that just float in.
Well, I'm not in a position to discuss the security matters of what was happening there. I'm sure that'll be...
Is there any inquiry underway to determine the facts of this, other than what the Secret Service would normally do in FBI,
Helen,
in terms of the White House itself?
I'm not aware of any.
We've been attending a news conference in Washington, conducted, the medical side of it, by Dr. Dennis O'Leary, the Dean of Clinical Affairs at the George Washington University Medical Center. And these last few minutes, Larry Speaks, Deputy Press Secretary at the White House, has been answering the reporter's questions.